The knit line. All eyes were on Lewis Snow. He was next in line. The knit line. Ms. Herrick, the deputy principal, was a cold woman with short, grey hair as thick as steel wool and a beak of a nose. She was poking through the hair of suspected knit carriers with a razor-sharp lead pencil. She did this every Monday morning under the fig tree in the middle of the playground. If you had knits, you were going home. Everyone knew that Lewis Snow was going home. Again. Lewis had wild blonde hair and he told everyone that his hair had never been cut. Like, ever. Fine, Ms. Herrick said to the kid in front of Lewis. She tried to smile, but she was so out of practice her mouth twisted into a sneer. Next! She barked. Lewis turned to his best friend Chris and pretended to throw a handful of knits at him. Chris laughed and ducked, flicking at his hair. Lewis grinned, shuffled forward, and flopped onto the knit chair. Lewis was 11. He'd had knits since he was 3. He couldn't remember not having an itchy head. In fact, he'd come to love his knits. All adults wanted to do was kill them, but Lewis had had knits for so long that he thought of them as cute little head mice rather than head lice, and he'd even started to make some cash out of them. A month ago, Ben Skinner had paid Lewis to give him knits so he could have a couple of days off school. Word was getting around that Lewis was the go-to man if you needed knits fast. Lewis Snow, said Ms. Herrick, slow and disgusted, as though he were a knit. Which he almost could have been. He was the smallest kid in year 6, apart from James Gray, but James was a child genius and only 8 years old, so he didn't count. I don't even need to look through your hair, you dirty boy. I can see them crawling from here. Lice! Ms. Herrick shrieked. Lewis looked around, part embarrassed, part thinking what good advertising this was for his new business. Ivy Lee and Olive Sharp skipped by. Lewis could hear them giggling. Ivy called out, "Knit boy," even though she was scratching her own head at the time. Ivy liked Lewis. Most girls thought he was cute in spite of the six-legged mini-beasts feasting on his scalp. "Come with me," said Ms. Herrick, grabbing Lewis by the arm. "I'm calling your mother. She should never have sent you to school like this." And Lewis could have sworn he heard her mutter, "Filthy people."